52亿买进来的生意200万清仓了。
$2 million worth of business was sold for $52 billion.
这不是段子。
This is not a joke.
是苏宁易购。
It is Suning.
2026年6月30号发的公告。
Announcement issued on June 30, 2026.
7年前。
7 years ago.
张近东豪掷48亿。
Ang Jin Dong spent $480 million.
拿下家乐福中国80%的股权。
Acquire 80% of the equity in Carrefour China.
7年后连本带利归零。
等等，52亿对200万，2600倍的缩水。
After this year, the return on investment has shrunk by $52 billion with a multiple of $2,620.
这笔账放到整个中国商业史上。
This transaction is a significant event in the history of Chinese commerce.
都得排进最惨收购的前几名吧。
They'll all be in the top few of the most unfortunate acquisitions.
稳进前三。
Maintain third place.
但更有意思的不是这个数字本身。
What's more interesting is not just this number itself.
而是当年所有人都觉得苏宁捡了个大便宜。
Instead, everyone thought that Suning had gotten a great bargain back then.
这我倒是记得。2019年。
I do remember that in 2019,
苏宁如日中天，营收破2000亿。张近东刚和阿里换完股，和许家印喝过交杯酒。
Suning is soaring with revenue exceeding 2 trillion. Chang Kingdong and Alibaba's shareholders recently exchanged shares, and Zhu Jiayuan had a drink together.
这时候拿下一家家乐福。
At this time, I went to a Carrefour.
不就是补齐快消短板的那块拼图吗？
Is this the piece that completes the puzzle of affordable goods?
对。
Okay.
当时苏宁的算盘打得特别响。
At that time, Suning's abacus was making a very loud noise.
家电是低频消费。
Appliances are low frequency consumption.
超市是高频消费。
Supermarkets are for high frequency consumption.
把家电柜台搬进家乐福。
Move the appliance counter to Carrefour.
让买菜的顺手买个冰箱。
Get a refrigerator so that you can buy groceries conveniently.
用高频带低频，线上线下一打通。
Using high frequency and low frequency lines to establish a connection.
这不就是全场景智慧零售吗？
Is this not a comprehensive, intelligent retail solution?
听上去挺有道理的。家乐福。
It sounds like a reasonable argument for Carrefour.
当时什么情况？
账面很难看。
What was the situation at that time? The accounting records were difficult to understand.
2018年营收299亿。
Revenue of $29.9 billion in 2018.
亏损5.78亿。
Loss of $570 million.
净资产已经是负19个亿了。
The net assets have already fallen to minus $1.9 billion.
但家乐福手里有210家门店。
But Carrefour has 210 stores.
3000万会员。六大配送中心
,30 million members, 6 distribution centers,
覆盖22个省份
,covers 22 provinces,
51个城市
,51 cities.
所以苏宁觉得业务亏钱不要紧。
So, Suning thinks that it's okay for the business to be losing money.
我买的是你的渠道和用户。
I bought your channel.And users.
而且价格确实便宜。
And the price is indeed cheap.
家乐福100%股权估值60亿，股权价值才收入的0.2倍。
The valuation of Carrefour's 100% equity is only 60% of the actual value, which is only 0.2 times the equity value.
同行业的永辉超市是 1.37 倍。
The same industry, Yonghui Supermarket, is 1.37 times higher than this company.
苏宁等于用了一个地板价。
Suning and others used a floor price.
买了一个全国性的商超网络。
Bought a nationwide supermarket network.
那后来呢？
后来的剧本跟张近东想的不太一样。
Later, the script was not exactly what Zhang Jiayuan thought.
先说数据。
Let's start with the data.
2020年，家乐福中国营收255亿。
2020, Carrefour China's revenue was 2.55 billion.
亏损 7.95 亿。
Loss of 795 million.
2021年营收208亿。
Revenue of 2021 was 2 billion and 800 million.
亏损33亿。
Loss of 330 million.
2022年营收掉到139亿。
Revenue in 2022 dropped to 139 billion.
亏损 20.8 亿。
Loss of 280 million.
三年加起来亏了将近78个亿。
Three years, totaling nearly 78 billion.
越亏越多。
The more I lose, the more I gain.
越买越少。
Less and less.
而且是在苏宁拼了命。
And then Suning fought tooth and nail.
往里砸资源的情况下。
With the resources poured in.
打通会员体系上线。
Launch the membership system.
及时配送改造门店品类。
Timely delivery of renovated store categories.
该做的都做了。
All the necessary things have been done.
短期订单
short-term orders
确实回暖过一阵儿。
Indeed, it has recovered somewhat.
但就像往一个漏水的桶里
But, like pouring water into a leaky bucket.
倒水倒得快
The water is poured quickly.
漏得更快
Faster leak.
问题出在哪儿
Where is the problem?
是不该买
It shouldn't be bought.
还是买了以后没管好。
这么说吧。
It seems that the problem is caused by not taking good care of it after buying.
两个不会游泳的人抱在一起。
Two people who can't swim hold hands.
以为能互救。
I thought we could help each other.
结果一起沉底。
The results are connected and sunk.
家乐福本来就在下沉。
Carrefour is already in decline.
苏宁自己也不在水面上。
Suning was not on the water.
苏宁怎么了？
What's wrong with Suning?
2019年收购家乐福的时候。
In 2019, when I acquired Carrefour.
苏宁同时还在干这些事儿。
In addition, Suning is also doing these things.
42.5 亿收了天天快递 ,27 亿投了 PPTV, 上百亿入股万达商管。
42.5 billion received from Diantide Express 27 billion, delivered to PPTV, and invested over 10 billion in Wonder Mal.
还买下了国际米兰仅上市公司披露的对外投资就超过700亿。
Also, it acquired over 7 billion euros in investments from publicly disclosed sources from Inter Milan.
肚子卖太大了吧。
Are you exaggerating?
更致命的是。
More dangerously.
这些钱大部分是借来的。2016到2020年。
These funds are mostly borrowed from 2016 to 2020.
苏宁累计新增融资超过1800亿。张近东
Suning has raised over 1.8 trillion yuan from Zhang Jindong.
以个人名义为几乎所有融资签了
I signed almost all the financing agreements on behalf of the individual.
连带担保
Guaranteed liability.
这就把个人身家和公司命运彻底绑死了。
This completely ties personal wealth and the fate of a company together.
对。
Okay.
2021年，苏宁债务危机全面爆发。
In 2021, the debt crisis of Suning was fully exposed.
全年亏损432亿。
432 billion in annual losses.
直接成了 A 股亏损。
Directly became a loss in the A-share market.
张近东被迫交出控制权。
Wang Zhang, a local official in the East District, was forced to hand over control.
阿里系的人接受。
家乐福那边呢？
Alibaba-affiliated people are accepting offers from Carrefour.
母公司都快断气了。
The parent company is on the verge of bankruptcy.
哪还顾得上给家乐福输血？
I still have to write to Carrefour.
从2022年开始。
Starting from 2022,
家乐福门店一家接一家的关。上海
Carrefour stores one after another closed in Shanghai.
北京
Beijing
广州
Guangzhou
深圳到2023年底
Shenzhen by the end of 2023.
全国只剩四家店
Only four stores remain in the country.
在运营。
四家店
still operating four stores
从210家到四家
from 210 to 4
更惨的是
worse still
2023年初
early 2023
消费者发现
consumers have discovered that
家乐福的购物卡不能正常用了
the shopping cart of Carrefour cannot be used normally
货架空了一半供应商
Empty half of the price, supplier.
因为收不到货款。
Because I didn't receive the payment.
停止供货。
Stop supplying.
好。
Okay.
利友追逃2200多万欠款。
Friends chasing after more than 2 million yuan debt.
尤尼加申请冻结家乐福的资产。
Any family applies to freeze Carrefour's assets.
这已经不是关店的问题了。
This is no longer a matter of closing down.
是品牌信用直接崩了。
The brand's reputation has completely collapsed.
2025年
In 2025,
苏宁开始分批白菜价清理家乐福的资产。
Suning is starting to gradually clear the price of white cabbage and then selling Carrefour's assets.
先把杭州
First, Hangzhou,
宁波, 沈阳,
Shenyang,
株洲四家子公司以总共4块钱卖出去。
Four subsidiaries of Zhushu sold a total of 4 yuan.
后来又卖了12家。
Later, I sold 12 more.
收了一共12块。
等等。
I received a total of 12 pieces.
4块, 12块。
你没听错。
14, 16, you didn't hear me wrong.
因为这些门店已经资不抵债了。
Because these stores are already bankrupt.
接盘方要的是物业租约和债务处理权。
The counterparty is looking for property lease and debt handling rights.
不是经营。到了2026年6月。
Not until June 2026.
苏宁把家乐福中国最后的母公司主体已经改名叫克优。
Suning has already renamed the last parent company of Carrefour China, which is now called Carrefour China to Carrefour China.
是控股。
Holding.
挂到了产权交易所。
Posted on the property exchange.
卖了多少？
挂牌底价1块钱，最后成。
How many shares were sold at the initial price?
报价200万。
等等。
Asking for 2 million and so on.
不是说200万吗？
It's not saying 2 million, right?
怎么又变成1块钱了？
How did I become a penny?
1块钱是挂牌底价。
$1 is the minimum bid price.
最后有买家出到200万成交。
Finally, the deal was concluded at 2 million.
但你知道吗？
But did you know?
克优市控股截至2025年末的总负债是 76.68 亿。
As of the end of 2025, K's Advantage Holdings had a total debt of $76.8 billion.
净资产负 44.59 亿。
Net assets are minus $44.59 billion.
买家接手的其实是一个负资产包。
The buyer actually acquired a distressed asset package.
所以苏宁这笔账到底怎么算的？
So, how does this Suning transaction work?
公告里写得很清楚。
The announcement is very clear.
12.71 亿的账面收益不是卖股权赚的。
$12 billion in book profit is not from selling equity.
而是把亏损主体踢出合并报表后，
Instead, after excluding the loss-making entity from the consolidated financial statements,
债务不用再并表了，会计上赚出来的。
Debts do not need to be consolidated.
苏宁真正从这笔交易里拿回来的现金就是那200万。
52亿进去，200万回来。
What Suning actually got from this deal is that they put in $200 million and got $202.52 million back.
中间还搭进去几年时间管理。
In between, there were a few years of management experience.
资源。
Resources.
信用和品牌。
Credit and brand.
说到品牌。
Speaking of brands,
2025年8月
August 2025
苏宁和法国家乐福集团达成全面和解。
Suning and the French company Leroy Merlin have reached a comprehensive reduction agreement.
支付了 2.2 亿
Paid 2.2 billion.
结清剩余的 16.67%
Pay off the remaining 16.7%
股权尾款和商标欠费
Equity and trademark fees.
和解协议里有一条，一个月内。
The purchase agreement includes a clause stating that within 1 month,
全国所有门店停用家乐福的全部商标。
All stores across the country cease using Carrefour's trademarks.
他名字都不让用了。
He is no longer allowed to use his name.
所以那些最后几家家乐福店
So, those last few Carrefour stores
后来都换成了别的招牌。家乐福这三个字在中国大陆正式成为历史。
Later, they were replaced with other logos. The three words Carrefour became history in mainland China.
整个大卖场行业呢，不止家乐福一家在关店吧。
Besides Carrefour, there are many other supermarkets that are closing down.
中国连锁经营协会的数据
According to data from the China Chain Retail Association
从2023年到2026年
From 2023 to 2026
国内大型综合超市门店数量连续四年净减少
The number of large comprehensive supermarket stores in China has decreased for 4 consecutive years.
沃尔玛在关店。
Walmart is closing.
麦德龙在收缩，大润发。
Orkan is taking over Carrefour.
也在调整。社区团购、生鲜折扣店、即时零售。
Also adjusting the wholesale and retail of fresh food in the area.
每个新业态都在切大卖场的蛋糕。
New business models are cutting into the market share of large supermarkets.
所以就算没有苏宁，家乐福能撑下去吗？
So, can they survive without Suning and Carrefour?
也很难。
It's also difficult.
但是苏宁的介入
However, the involvement of Suning
某种意义上加速了这个过程。
This accelerated the process in some sense.
因为家乐福需要的是一个能给他持续输血。
Because Carrefour needs someone who can provide them with a continuous blood supply.
同时又懂超市精细化运营的股东。
At the same time, a shareholder who understands the fine operation of supermarkets.
而苏宁自己也需要输血。
And Suning also needs to donate blood.
而且他更懂的是家电，不是生鲜和快销。
And he is more familiar with home appliances than fresh food and convenience stores.
说到底
,Ultimately,
这是一场把规模当成了能力的错判。
This is a misjudgment of scale as ability.
对 ,2026 年3月。
In March 2026,
张近东的个人资产被法院公告清零。
Zhang Jindong's personal assets have been cleared by the court.
他签过的连带担保
The guarantee he signed.
把2387亿的债务风险全部拉到了个人身上
Shifted all the debt risk of 23.87 billion to individuals.
曾经年营收2000亿的零售帝国创始人
Once the founder of a retail empire with revenue of $2 trillion.
最后只剩了一套68平米的房子。
Finally, only one set of 68 square meter houses remained.
从零售教父到资产清零。
From retail delivery to asset clearance.
但苏宁现在反而出现了一丝转机。
But Suning is now showing some signs of improvement.
剥离了家乐福
Removed Carrefour.
这个包袱之后
After this package.
公司回到了起家的家电 3C 业务
The company has returned to its original business of home appliances C.
2024年首次账面盈利
First time profit in 2024.
县域市场的零售云加盟店也在扎根。
Retail cloud stores are also taking root in county markets.
所以回到开头那个问题。
So, let's go back to the original question.
这笔52亿的教训到底教会了我们什么？
一句话。
What lessons did this 52 billion teaching us?
真正值钱的不是规模。
What truly matters is not size.
是运营能力
Operational capabilities
张近东买下了家乐福的200多家门店
Kang Jindong bought over 200 stores of Carrefour
但他买不到
But he couldn't buy it
把这些门店赚钱的能力
The ability of these stores to make money
跨赛道整合
Cross-industry integration
最怕的不是花钱
What I'm most afraid of is not spending money.
是用一套逻辑去套另一个行业。
This is a logical leap applying principles from one industry to another.
52亿买来的，就这一句话。
52 billion, that's all we got.
但很多人花52亿都未必能听懂。
But many people spend 52 billion and still can't understand.